This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
7:30, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Equifax breach, where half of our sensitive information, half of American sensitive information is now available in the dark web, apparently. Scott Budman is going to come by NBC Bay Area, or just be on the phone with us.
Correct.
About 7:30, he's going to kind of break that down. What are the steps we need to take? I saw a couple links to the website where apparently, didn't have time to really go through it, but there's a place you can go to see if you're part of this, and they'll give you instructions.
Well, here's the fear, though. This is another one of those things which we can talk to Scott about, but I saw that story first thing, 3 in the morning or whatever, and then I saw, you can go to this place right now and find out if your name's on it. And I'm like, is this a phishing scam?
Right.
Am I going to be the DB that goes to the site that some hacker set up and puts in his info to find out and then finds himself... Now we got you.
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't have you before, but we got you now.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
I let my LifeLock lapse a few years ago, and I think I'm going to get signed back up
for that. I have not let that lapse and will not, because there's some insurance as part of that package,
right,
which they help you.
Well, you'd have a place
jacked,
to call.
Right.
It's, you know, right now, if your identity got jacked, you'd be like, what do I call the police? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, and that's it. We just mentioned, it's so funny because we talked about this just yesterday. I was saying the upcoming elections in the future, our politicians need to start making this one of their platforms. Like, internet safety is a joke. It's the Wild West. There's just no one out there helping us. Equifax, I thought they were like one of the companies that's
they
supposed
are.
To be the most secure.
Well, they're the, I mean, it's them and it's whatever.
TransUnion and one other one, I don't know, but the three.
They're the credit reporting agencies.
Right.
They have all your credit card numbers, your social security number. They have literally all of your sensitive information collected in one place.
Right.
For them to get hacked is like the end of the world. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's still Friday and everything, you guys. But it's bad. So LifeLock's going to get a lot of new clients, I think, over this. I was like, why did I ever let that lapse? I need to get back.
Why?
On
because
that.
The same reason people let flood insurance lapse. Because you
go,
I'm paying this again.
Right.
It's already been another year.
Right.
How much is that? No thanks.
What is it? $90 a year?
No, I think it's. Well, I had to get it for my kid too.
Well, we had it for all four of us at one point. I remember being like, I'm going to let the, I don't know.
You know what? Here's the tear too. And I don't even, we didn't mean to talk about this, but I'm in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got all my sensitive info as well.
Right.
So as soon as you cancel with them, now you've got another company out there that's
got
all your stuff
info.
And you're not even, you don't even employ them anymore.
Well, and imagine if they got hacked.
Right.
Oh God, it's awful.
That's why I'm saying the politicians need to be listening to this show, and you need to understand, going forward, we need help. We need new systems in place, whether it's our fingerprints needed, like
retinal scans,
this
facial
social security thing number, that's got to stop.
I agree. We all have our own, although some people don't have a fingerprint.
Well, then whatever.
Right.
Hire one of these technology people. I'm not smart enough, but there's someone out there who's like, oh, all you got to do is...
Right.
Hire that guy. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Your boyfriend.
Elon Musk.
That guy. Hire him. How should we be identified going forward so that we don't always find our crap?
I know. It's horrifying to think. Because I've, you know, in the very limited experience I've had with, someone's identity getting jacked, I'm watching this person have a meltdown. You know, I've known a couple people who heard this or that happen to him, but one person who years and years had gone by and he was still dealing.
That kid was getting, we're in police in Mississippi. you bought a car, crashed it here, and then left town. We need you to come back and defend yourself in court. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I've never been to Minnesota. What are you even talking about? It's because someone had his identity, bought a car in his name.
He wouldn't have even known if they hadn't crashed it.
Had a driver's license in his name.
Oh, my God.
And was out there doing whatever they wanted with his crap.
And when they crashed their car, they walked away from his identity and got someone else's.
The main reason he got it so bad was because they robbed his house and took his physical Social Security card.
Oh, my God.
So they had the paper. This wasn't just a number they were able to fill into holes and hope. They had the card.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
we
him.
We own you.
I'm him.
You end up being able to get a Social Security number changed?
No, I don't think he did. I think the judge said no. This is, again, the law's not being up with the competition.
It's just...
the criminals.
It's depressing. And to hear that, you know, one of the places that we trusted, they're the collection agencies for these things. They collect and hold all your information. They know everything about you, and now they're hacked? Oh, God.
Anyway, Scott will be on in a little over an hour.
He'll be on at about 7:30 or so. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Listen, 6 to 9 today, so it's on right now. This is it, the final day. We're raising money for the Houston Food Bank by auctioning off a guitar signed by Carlos Santana. This is a beautiful guitar. It's gorgeous anyway, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's bonus that it's signed by Carlos Santana. That's what makes it really worth it. The Fairmont has thrown in a one-night stay in San Francisco and tickets to Winterland. So, and that's right across from the Masonic, which is where Winterland happens. So you'd be able to walk, you know, stumble home from Winterland and go to your room at the Fairmont. It's a killer package. We are at 3,500.
Well, believe it or not, we did get a call this morning. This guy, his name is Gil from the 925, really wants it. And now the bid is at, did I get some kind of sound? $4,000.
Oh, $4,000. So we're going up in $100 increments. To beat Gil's bid, you got to bid $4,100, and you need to call us. You have to talk to Hooman and register your bid. He needs to talk to you. 800-400-3697. That's the number to call. The bidding ends at 9 o'clock today. We'll know who won at 9 o'clock today.
Well, we're not going to announce the winner until Monday.
Oh.
Oh.
Or maybe even Tuesday, because promotions has to go through the process.
Right. Make sure that they're actually going to pony up the dough,
right,
et cetera. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Time magazine dropped a list yesterday of 46 women who are changing the world. And it's basically a list of women who were the first to do something. So here are a few of them. Hillary Clinton, first woman to win a major party's nomination for president. Congratulations to her. Oprah, first woman to own and produce her own talk show. Selena Gomez, first person to reach 100 million followers on Instagram. So not just first woman, first person. She has the most followers. Doesn't she have like 160
million? Yeah, she's number one.
I
think it's 125 mil last time I checked. Let me see.
Serena Williams, first tennis player to win 23 Grand Slam singles titles in the Open era. Aretha Franklin, first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rita Moreno's on the list. She's the first Latina to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Oh, I think I've heard that before.
EGOT. There are not many people who've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, Rita Moreno. She must have won for like a West Side Story or something. Isn't she on the original soundtrack on that? I want to be in America. Everything free in America.
If you ever get a chance to meet her, she's so pleasant. Really, is she?
When did you meet her?
You should meet her, Sarah.
I should meet her.
Well, I mean, if you guys ever go out and, you know.
We don't do that. So where did you meet her?
Oh, I think it was, what's that restaurant that used to be right there where they did the circus acts along the pier?
Oh, Gazzanzani?
Yeah, Teatro Zanzani.
Oh, yeah, Teatro Zanzani. Mm-hmm. She was at the circus stage show / dinner theater?
Yeah, I think, Sean Penn was having... All right, here's some major name dropping.
All right, here we go.
Sean Penn
was
having...
We didn't expect anything less, human.
...was having a major fundraiser for Haiti. You know, he cares about... So Robin Williams was there, and, like, it was just a superstar-studded night. And
don't hold back. You know you want to let it all fly. I mean, let's hear it.
Where's his music? Give him his theme.
Come on. No, that's it. That's all I got. Let's get back to the celebrity trash.
No, no. So how did
Brought
you get...
Brought to you by a million sponsors.
This whole show is brought to you by a million sponsors. Yeah. Just, you know.
And thank you, sponsors.
Thank you very much, sponsors. They're what keep the show free.
And our crack sales team.
Yeah. Go sales.
Go sales.
Sales.
Go sales.
Go sales. So how did you get invited to this thing with Rita Moreno and Sean Penn and Robin
He's
Williams?
He's going to play the music.
Yeah, so what? It's your theme song.
It's great. Happy Friday.
You know, I think, remember my ex-girlfriend, Sarah Wasserman?
I do.
Okay, so she and Sean Penn are really tight.
I didn't know she was your actual girlfriend.
Yeah, she was.
Where's that name from?
Her dad was the bass player for the Grateful Dead.
I knew that you passed last year.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
were
yeah.
like
yeah.
booty collars,
right.
but I didn't
that
know that
your girlfriend?
She was your, officially your girlfriend.
Yeah, when I was like 27, 28. We're still really good friends, and I still
occasionally booty
no,
call
no,
her.
Nothing. We haven't done anything. You know, come on. This is me we're talking about. I don't really do very much. Except
well, it's you we're talking about, but you've learned over the years to not tell us anything.
Yeah, to lie right. your ass off.
You've learned you had a secret girlfriend for a year. We only found out when you guys broke up. I mean, turns out now you're dating the Grateful Dead's daughter or whatever.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Right.
Don't play it like so short.
Anyway, get back to the story. Rita Moreno. Yeah. She's the most wonderful person in the world. You should meet her if you ever get a chance.
She was at the Star Set at night. Super friendly, super personable, very pleasant, wonderful to be around, very kind, happy. I'm just saying, you know, we're talking about her now, and she, if you ever get a chance to meet her, she's very approachable, humble, pleasant. And that's it.
Use that new crunch sound that we have.
Oh, from the chips.
Load that up. I'm gonna find that.
Did people just? We did the secret show on Wednesday. We did one. We all stopped and got a bag of chips. So as we get down there, you know, we're all just sort of settling into our seats. And if you've ever listened to the secret show, sometimes some of that makes it onto the podcast. Like as we're just having our regular conversations between, we're all eating these chips, and it sounded so funny. So we all bit one together.
Here's the winning soundbite right here.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That's good. That's all.
Can
all
you
of us.
Add reverb or something? Like make it double.
Sure double.
Only one person texted in yesterday and said they were 1 minute into the secret show and were completely grossed out that we were eating chips.
Well,
you know,
that's good.
We'd finished this show and just needed a snack.
Yeah.
The fact that that made the show, that just shows our unprofessionalism.
Right.
But, you know, I mean.
We're lame like that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we were doing that. And then I'm pretty sure we were all like, cut that out. And Bryn's like, that's going in.
Oh, Bryn's like, what?
Yeah, I'm not cutting that. That's 5 minutes of gold, baby. Anyway, we're doing the Time Magazine list of 46 women who are changing the world. And we've gotten down as far as Rita Moreno. The first Latina to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. She's a very kind person. If you have an opportunity
to meet her,
you should do it.
Very kind and humble.
Yes. Shonda Rhimes makes the list. First woman to create 3 hit shows with more than 100 episodes each. Danica Patrick, first woman to lead in the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500. Mm. She's never won those, right?
I don't believe so.
But
she's still racing.
She's led. Barbara Walters is on the list, first woman to co-anchor a network evening news program. Ava DuVernay. She is a director, first black woman to direct a film nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. Okay. Did she direct, what did she direct, Selma?
I've never heard of this woman. So.
Ava DuVernay, DuVernay. Ava DuVernay.
Let me see here, just wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
Director. I think August 28th, 13th. Oh, a documentary. She got nominated for a documentary, I guess. Oh. Must have been nominated for Best Documentary. She's going to direct A Wrinkle in Time. Oh, Selma. She directed Selma. Was that nominated for Best?
It must have been. I was going to say, that, I didn't think it was for a documentary.
Yeah, that's the Martin Luther King movie, right? Yeah, that absolutely was nominated. That was a big deal.
It was. I heard about the Wrinkle in Time movie. Do you remember that book when you were a kid, Wrinkle in Time?
I do.
I loved that book.
It stars Reese Witherspoon, Chris Pine, Zach Galifianakis, Michael Pena.
Michael Pena.
Shouldn't it star a bunch of children?
Oprah Winfrey.
Wrinkle in Time's about these kids looking for their dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's A Wrinkle in Time?
That's what it says, yeah.
That's weird.
Reese Witherspoon trying to rebound from the horrible film.
Oh,
what is that called?
Man, Home Again. Again.
Yeah. First so negative. Glad you reviewed that.
Yeah, me too. I'm warning people. Saving them money.
Negative one. Ellen DeGeneres is on this list. Time's list of female firsts, basically. First person to star as an openly gay character on primetime TV. Mm. Rachel Maddow, first openly gay anchor to host a primetime news program. And Gabby Douglas made the list, too, first American gymnast to win solo and team all-around gold medals at one Olympics.
First openly gay male or female? Rachel Maddow?
Person.
Okay.
Anchor. First openly gay anchor to host a primetime news program. So she must have been out, because I think of Anderson Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's openly gay.
Yeah, I don't. I.
But maybe he came out after her. I don't know. Or maybe she was always out.
Or maybe she's just the first female.
Says first openly gay anchor.
Huh, okay.
So I don't know. We can resource that if you
it
want to.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I actually think it's a neat thing that a lot of those careers are super boys club, mm-hmm. and to break through is...
It's huge.
It takes a lot.
The NFL last night... when I went to bed...
When it I was, been, I'd say for me.
We were comfortably in the lead, and I read the thing this morning. I'm like, what?
Oh. How did that? It was in New England.
I know. People are saying Alex Smith. He's.
He's what?
Great. I think he bit 20 of 23 and two touchdown
well,
passes.
Well, maybe
and...
he is, but let me tell you what the whole world is saying about Tommy.
What are they saying?
He's the best quarterback that ever played of all time in the history of football.
I saw Marky Mark get up there and say that before the show.
Oh, really? Was he there?
Yeah, he was like introduced because they unveiled the fifth, championship.
Oh, I wasn't there. Well, your husband's employed by them. He's got
to
be there.
We had to be there for all of
it,
right? Yeah, so that sucked. But one thing that I did notice as I was watching the game last night, there was a PSA piece from the five former
I saw that
US.
Too.
I thought that was absolutely great. So, as you know, Houston is suffering. Much of the Caribbean and soon Florida. It's just devastating what's happening. And I thought it was nice that the five of them all came together. And
later, I'll add Mexico to the list of natural disasters happening before our very eyes.
Hurricane on one side and an earthquake on the other. Incredible. So here's a little bit of the video that aired last night.
Who's that chick at the end?
Some lady who got the voiceover gig of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you make a donation through their site, all the money will go to the Houston Harvey Relief Fund, which focuses on the greater Houston region, and the Rebuild Texas Fund, which assists communities across the state. So I thought that was nice. And, in the end, it doesn't matter who wins the game. except at my house. At your house, it doesn't matter. At my house, it totally matters.
People wrote in texts, a bunch of them. Mm. Sarah, is John in mourning this morning?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him this morning because I leave before he wakes up.
You didn't hear anything being thrown around?
I didn't. I made it to bed and I went to sleep and I'm happy in the knowledge that the Pats were in the lead and it looked good.
510 says, Patriots lose. Ha ha! Sarah's husband's going to get fired.
Oh, man. If he gets fired, do I still have to watch the game anymore?
Good morning, Vinny. I fell asleep before the end of the game. How bad did the Chiefs lose? P.S. LOL.
Hilarious. You people are so funny. Thank you for having empathy for my pain. Oh. Hey, it's still Friday. They can't take that away from me. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, so much, including I'll report on that Equifax story, although we don't have Scott Budman until 7:30.
Correct. Yep.
So that we'll have him in more detail at 7:30. Plus, lots of natural disasters.
Yes.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. That's Shawn Mendes right there. Tonight, 8 o'clock, MTV. He'll be in the series premiere of the revamped MTV Unplugged. So if you're a huge Shawn Mendes fan.
What time
fan,
is that?
8 o'clock.
Our time?
Yep. Well, it says 8 o'clock on MTV. So I don't know. Sometimes cable stuff, it does actually happen early.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, I might check it out. I love that little boy.
He is also... on something that's on MTV tonight at 11:30 called Dare to Live. The first episode features Shawn Mendes, and there's another episode at midnight with the Chainsmokers. I'm not sure what that is, but Dare to Live. If you can't get enough Shawn Mendes, MTV has your fill this evening. All right, this part of the program is brought to us by upsjobs.com. We are at $4,000.
Yes, with Gil.
Gil has from the 925 has bid $4,000 on our hurricane relief prize package. It's a signed Carlos Santana guitar. Carlos was in here on Tuesday. He held it, he noodled on it, and he signed it. We've also thrown in a night at the Fairmont San Francisco and tickets to Winterland. It's a big prize package. The bidding is only open until 9 a.m. You have to make your bid through the phone, 800-400-3697. And currently it's at $4,000, $4,100 if you want to take over and get this prize package. UPS Freight is seeking city drivers in San Leandro. City drivers receive $24 an hour and must have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club.
Oh,
ease back
Bay
into
Club.
Your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
And we just heard that the Bay Club made a big donation for Hurricane Harvey relief.
No, for the stair climb.
Yeah, they're the sponsor of the stair climb.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did an offline donation. So right now the SF stair climb is at $95,000.
Total for everyone.
Uh-huh. And with what the Bay Club has offered, it's gotten us over that $100,000 goal.
That's wonderful.
And also... I just want to say thank you to everyone that's contributed to Team Alice. Britt and I are, you know, thank you to everyone. We're still in first place. $11,000 is our team. We've got a few people on our heels. We're still beating Greg Nemitz, which is key. Let's keep that going. But this
He's
is the last
a war against him.
This is the last day to donate, and I put up a couple Instagram stories on our Alice973 Instagram.
So you're running this tomorrow at 9:30.
Yeah, tomorrow 9:30. Brent and I are climbing 1,200 steps for firefighters, police officers, and paramedics suffering from post-traumatic stress.
So the Bay Club, getting back to them, $10,000 of donations from the Bay Club and Momentum Chevrolet, which brings the CBS cluster. Radio cluster to $32,218.
Wow.
It's great.
That is great. Good job, Hooman. I mean, you know, that was their goal was 100,000 and it didn't feel like we would make it there early on. But boy, have people come through. Thank you, Bay Club.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
So nature's attacking us. It seems it's coming from all directions.
When it rains,
we've got Harvey. Here on the, I guess you would call that the West Coast. Probably not. South. How about that?
Sure.
But Harvey in Houston, Irma on the East Coast, where if they're saying here that it's downgraded some, winds have dropped to 150 miles per hour, still a Category 4, dangerous storm. It's now moving between Cuba and the Bahamas. They say over warmer than normal waters, which could intensify the storm. So it may pick back up as people flee their homes. Traffic is ridiculous, as you can imagine. You said your parents waited in an hour long gas line,
and they said that they felt lucky that it was only an hour long.
So
yeah, it's horrible. And Jose is on Irma's heels. Like every time I'm watching, you know, you're watching CNN and you see the storm and they've got the whole graphic there. And then coming in on the right hand side of the screen, there's this. I'm like, what's going on there? They showed a graphic last night of, you remember Hurricane Andrew, how devastating that was. And that sort of went by the peninsula and up through Louisiana and across. And they showed an actual satellite shot of how big Andrew was. And you could fit more than two Andrews inside Irma. Like, it's...
Oh, okay.
They put them side by side to show the exact size.
I thought you were going to say Jose, which is the one backing up.
No, hopefully Jose.
And then there's another one after Jose.
Oh, great.
Katia.
No, Katia is the one that's right now in the Gulf, right? Threatening
Mexico. I thought it was
Mexico. Okay. I think it's right. That's the one that's threatening Mexico.
Okay. And from
trying to keep all straight.
The Hurricane Watch to Mexico specifically, as they had a huge earthquake in Mexico, an 8.2, they're saying. Mm. At least 15 dead from this earthquake. It's been they're calling it the biggest in a century.
Oh, so scary.
Mm-hmm. Here it says an 8.1. I've seen 8.2. They say there could be aftershocks as large as 7.2, which is in and of itself a huge earthquake.
Right.
So it's obviously
we're being attacked from all sides.
Right. Well, and I haven't even really mentioned all the wildfires in California, Oregon, and Colorado.
Right.
After such a huge rainy season here on the West Coast, the fuel, the grass, is there and creating one of the worst wildfire seasons we've seen in years. So that continues to be a problem right here in our own state. This story broke this morning, or maybe last night. I didn't see it before bed, but credit reporting firm Equifax says a data breach could potentially affect 143 million U.S. consumers. When I woke to this news, obviously, I'm bummed because I just assume I'm in there. But I saw something that said, you can go to this site and enter in your name to see if your information. And I assumed that was a phishing thing. Like, it's gotten so ridiculous now that...
So funny. That's the first thing that occurred to me, too, is I clicked it and I went over to the site and looked at it and went, I suppose this is probably theirs. I think I'll wait and hear what Scott Budman has to say.
Yeah,
about
I didn't do it. And Scott Budman will be on next hour to tell us the latest info on the data breach through Equifax. If you're not familiar, they're a credit reporting agency. They're the ones, if you try to go get a home loan, that would be contacted by the bank to find out what's up with you.
Right. They know all your current loans, your past loans, your credit cards.
I just went, in fact,
all your debtors.
They just did that to us.
Right, of course they did.
Multiple times.
Yep.
So there was mine at the top of the pile, if that's how it works. I don't know how it works.
Right.
Is there a pile?
I have no idea.
Is that how the...
A data pile? I just don't know.
Oh,
I assume,
man,
if half of Americans have been compromised, I'm definitely one of them.
Right, me
that
too.
That would happen to me.
Mm. Well, it's half of Americans. It could very well have happened to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. More bad news. I'm sorry. I'd hope to bring you some good news here on my, sixth, seventh story? Harvey, Irma, Mexican earthquake, the Equifax, and here a fifth story. The Pats lost last night. What's up with your husband?
Well, that's good news to some people.
Chiefs fans, right.
I'm sure there are people who are just, you know, love to hate the Pats.
Here's a picture of your boy.
I can't wait. Let's
he is furious.
Does he look sad? Or?
Yep, there's the score. When I went to bed.
Oh, Tommy.
The game was going back and forth, and it looked close.
Yep.
And then it doesn't look close. The Pats lost 42-27 last night in the first game of the NFL season.
Yeah, when I went to bed, I want to say that the Kansas City had 7 points up there, and that was it. I watched only, maybe the first quarter.
So you watched it was supposed to be a big party because they, you know.
Yeah, oh, here's an easy one, at home.
They unfurled
opener.
The Super Bowl champion
Tom's 12-2 season openers.
And everybody got their big giant rings.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the rings when I was watching the game. They showed the rings. Like, there's five of them, right?
I don't know.
Recently.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And they just grow in size to the point where you couldn't. It's a bracelet.
Right.
It's a watch. I don't even know what that is.
Why do they even call it a ring? It's brass knuckles, for God's
funny.
Sake.
I just figured they were all the same size.
No. Yeah. They get to design and order whatever ring I think the owner is willing to pay for,
right.
And they've just grown incrementally to the point where now they're just...
They stick off your hand 4 inches.
Well, I guess that's the deal. I think the broadcaster said, boy, do they have enough diamonds in South Africa for the next ring if they win again? Some, you know, crack like that, but they're big.
Right.
Gaudy.
Well, that's...
It's a big thing, I guess, to win 5 Super Bowls. Sure. All right, so there's that. Sarah, you've been around.
Have I?
Haven't you?
Okay. I don't know. It depends what you're going to... What's the context?
You're traveling lately.
Oh, all right, sure.
You know, talking about all the boys?
The boys.
No, what's wrong with you? Of course I'm not. You've been traveling quite a bit lately.
I have.
So I'm curious if you've seen... there's a conversation on Reddit right now where people from other countries are sharing the foods they're most excited to try for the first time when they visit America because they're not there.
Oh.
You can't get a corn dog in other parts of the world.
Other parts of the world, you don't want a corn dog.
You don't like corn dogs?
I don't hate corn dogs. I would never purchase a corn
dog. You're a fair food girl.
I don't want that at the fair.
Really?
You love a corn dog.
I love a corn dog.
Yeah, I do not love a corn dog.
I had one last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm.
A turkey corn dog.
Turkey corn. Oh, my God. Turkey corn dog.
From the restaurant by my house.
How healthy?
I order from the children's menu.
I do that all the time, too.
Because mac and cheese. All I wanted was, I just wanted something, and I'm like, can I have a corn dog? They're like, ask him, the owner, so he has to okay.
Oh, that you can order off the kids' menu?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
like, I'm buying 40 drinks. I mean, come on.
The struggle there is, dude, charge me what you want, but don't make me not eat what I want. Yeah. I'm at your restaurant.
I'm like no, feed me. I don't want any fries. Just give me that corn dog.
Yeah, I don't like corn dogs.
S'mores.
I could do without
people
those.
From other countries are excited to come to America
and try s'mores.
And try
huh?
s'mores.
Yeah, don't. That's also those are
highly
overrated
and messy as
messy
hell.
Messy as hell. It's like the last thing you actually want to do when you're camping is to get marshmallow stickiness and chocolate all over you right before bed. Like, that's not what you want. Totally overrated.
They don't have chocolate chip cookies in Iceland.
How is that possible?
That's on the list.
I don't understand. How is that possible?
These are just staples in America that people from other countries are excited to try because they've never had them. Chocolate chips, beef jerky, macaroni and cheese, root beer. They don't have root beer. And when you went to Amsterdam to look at tulips, they didn't offer you a root beer on the menu?
I do not recall a root beer. Huh. It's surprising that those all seem like such prevalent, normal foods that, of course, we think they're everywhere. But
biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's good if you get it from the right place.
Right.
Agreed. To just get it anywhere, right. I wouldn't even consider it.
You got to be at a Waffle House. Let's face it.
A Waffle House?
Yeah. You get it.
Well, you go to a Waffle House, you get waffles.
Unless you want biscuits and gravy. I mean, listen, you can't have too many carbs on your plate. I'm going to get some waffles and biscuits and gravy. How does that sound?
Heavy.
Yeah, it sounds like too much. It sounds like,
I don't know what it sounds like.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach, as Sandy would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just take a couple bites of each thing.
So you're wasteful?
Yes.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says the chip thing was annoying and rude.
Oh.
That's on our Secret Show podcast. Listen, the podcast is free. You don't have
to. Yeah, you don't have to listen to it. But
we want you to.
I agree. Wow. I did feel like that should, I mean, it got funny to us as we continued the bit, but it wasn't, we did not intend for that. We didn't go down there and be like, you know what'll be great is if we all eat chips into the like that. Just, it was very organic. Sometimes you're gonna like the show and sometimes you're not gonna like the show, and like Vinny said, just dump that one.
Yeah.
Go to another one.
Take it easy.
It's
or
fine.
Just enjoy it. Take it like,
well,
wow.
I actually can see why someone would be all okay. 4 minutes.
It's hilarious.
Okay, 7 minutes.
No, I cut it up to make it really short.
How short was
did
it?
Did you?
Yeah.
I trust you, Bryn.
The parts where you crunch, you know, the dead, empty spaces in between, I left that. I mean, I cut those out so that you could. But I wanted
just
to get
right to the crunch.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, we're going to use this crunch bite on the show for Human. And there's some context there. Somebody's going to want to know where that came from, right? Right.
916 right. says, the secret show crunching was the worst moment of my life.
You have had a charmed life,
yeah, you
my
are
friend.
Living it up.
If that's the worst moment of your life, let's trade places.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. Rita Moreno is a local. She lives in Berkeley.
Hey, Rita Moreno. You're amazing. Hooman says so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hooman is right. She's one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
That's Thanks. Nice to hear. I like to hear that celebrities are still nice.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you have a chance to meet her, you'll turn left, won't you?
I don't like to meet celebrities. I always feel super awkward and like I don't know what to say. And I feel like, you know, that feeling like I'm just there because they're a celebrity. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Even people I really like, I would just assume, I don't know. I guess there's some people.
I'll adore them from afar.
Right. Like, what am I going to do? They're just going to be like, oh, another fan. Yeah. If I'm just another fan to you, I'm just going to go home and watch Netflix.
So you want a special experience or none at all? You want them to like you.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know. I just don't feel like I have anything to offer them or they have anything to offer me. I certainly look. If someone goes, oh, so-and-so's over there, I'd be like, oh, let me have a look. Take a look. Chat with my friends about them, whatever. But I don't want to go meet them or anything.
All right.
Like, oh, what do I say? And then I get like nervous. You're meeting a star. I say stupid stuff. Like, oh.
Well, we've all witnessed that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with a new song from Sam Smith, which is exciting.
The new Sam Smith.
The new Sam Smith, yeah.
As in, he's a new.
He's
a reinvented dude, right?
Sam Smith. I am going to talk a little bit more about Big Brother with the celebrity Big Brother that's happening.
Okay.
And Charles Barkley is going to weigh in.
All right.
And more after the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.